Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Available on your desktop, laptop, and mobile device. Now, unfortunately left to their own devices, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. We know what you want. You want to call us. Why are you waiting? If you want something in life, like to call us, you got to grab it. You got to take the opportunity. Seize the moment. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. Let's try it this way.
Carpe diem. Yay.
Go to your phone. Yeah, pick up that phone, big boy. Yeah, you know you want to do it. Go ahead. Pick it up. Yeah, no, dial. 888-723-4630.
I pictured some bluesy jazz behind you.
You know you want to call me. Call me now. How's that?
Pretty good.
Wait a minute. The audience is running away screaming with holding their noses. What did I say?
They're all running to the chat board. By the way,
it's easy
to get to the eBay Radio chat board. Go to ebayradio.com, click on the words Listen Live in the right-hand sidebar, then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player. Now, if you are listening on the mobile device, let me get my mobile device here.
Where is my mobile device? Oh, where is it?
My God.
What have you done with it?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Here it is. Okay. So if I get my mobile device and you have your eBay Radio icon, I pressed my eBay Radio icon, and when it comes up, underneath the little player thing, it says more and has two little chevron-like things to the right.
Chevron.
Well, the little chevrons.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean. If you click on more, what comes up is a list. Radio group, group chat, contact us, email Griff, email Lee. Now, here's what you do. If you want to contact us during the air, on the air while we're live, something you want us to talk about over the air, you would click on that contact us button, type it in, and we would get it. Okay? So even if you're listening to us on your little mobile device, you can click on that and send us something.
Your little cellulare, as they say in Italy. Or your in Germany. You know what they call mobile phones?
What?
Handy. So someone once asked me, they said, would you give me a handy? And I said, no.
I'm already married.
I don't even know you.
Sorry.
But they do. They call them a handy.
Well, it's easy to get to the eBay Radio chat board, so come and join us as other people. Oilerman21, Ron is in there with us, of course. Patty Sin. Is there. Patty Sin said, by the way, Betsy put down, Agora in ancient Greece means an open space used for assemblies or markets. Literal meaning is gathering place. That's what you're going to call it, right? At the eBay Radio party?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the Agora.
Right, the Agora.
Yeah.
And that's what it means. And that's why when you hear that people are agoraphobic,
they don't like to go to their open house. Right.
That's why it comes from that root word.
I'm angoraphobic. It makes me itch.
Sneeze.
Yeah. Angora. I'll be at the Angora.
Okay, so Patty Sin on the chat board says, have to give a shout out to Bubble Fast. Not only are they wonderful, generous supporters of eBay sellers with their gift certificates, but I had ordered two large rolls of the 3/16 small bubble cushion wrap. I love it. It's perforated. Others are not really that perforated. And you have to use scissors. It feels thicker than other brands I've used, and I've tried many on-sale brands, she said.
Oh, wow.
So if you get a gift certificate from Bubble Fast, give them a try. Thank you, Patty. That's nice, because they're one of our sponsors.
Yes.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
So let me see. DJ Movers, David, says, I'm here but not getting the feed today, a first for me. If you're not getting the feed, So Betsy sent a link.
I saw that,
to him, so hopefully he'll get it. Let me see. Jet Fast, in reply to Hubcap Joe's. Warm and sunny in Wisconsin today. Lots of storms the past few. Keep up the good work on YouTube. Yes, it's talking about, Jet Fast was talking about Hubcap Joe's YouTube show that he does on selling online. Let me see who else is here. Ed's E-Threads. Big retailers are behind this Washington internet sales tax because they have Nexus in every state. That's true.
Yeah, Nexus in every state.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I wanted to read you an email.
Okay.
I got this morning and I answered it. So, it'll be anonymous. Recently, hi Griff, recently I received a return request from a buyer who has buyer's remorse. And then they go on and they talked about what she did is this is a $20 item, piece of, pre-owned apparel. And so to summarize, she called CS and she was on the phone with them, trying to get someone to say, we'll cover you if you refuse to send this back. So I don't know what the conversation was with the reps, and it doesn't matter. So anyway, two of the reps recommended I stick to my guns and ask her to pay return shipping, which I did. Because she, on her listings, does not take returns. So anyway, so she sent the return label, and she says, now my buyer is PO'd, and I don't know why she didn't say, and, she says she didn't like the shade of gray the pants are and that the legs are wide. She says, you can clearly see in my photos they are indeed straight. What am I supposed to do now? What if I get a negative? So I wrote to her and I said, I don't have the details of this transaction, but I see from all of your listings you don't accept returns. And I said, why? I'm curious. You don't accept returns, but why is the buyer unhappy? You said they were PO'd, that you shipped them a return label. I would think they'd be overjoyed. Of course, not taking returns is a seller option. But not taking returns won't indemnify you against a dissatisfied buyer. It's not like you're going to get a buyer who, for whatever reason, just doesn't like the item. You may have taken great photos and a great description. They don't like the item, but now they're stuck with it because you say they won't take returns. And I asked, why would you force a buyer to keep an item they don't want? What possible benefit is that for you or the buyer? So you asked for my advice, and this is what it is. It's what I do as myself, because I sell mostly pre-owned apparel. I accept returns for any and all reasons, and I always offer to pay for return shipping. I believe any seller of apparel should do the same. So she wrote back, and this is, I think it's an example of a good person with a wrong mindset. And she said, recently I received return requests from a buyer who's had buyer's remorse. Oh, wait, that's the... Not her answer, sorry. I don't accept returns because I measure, take great photos, and describe my items fully, and I can't afford to pay for returns or try-ons. I would have happily accepted a return if she selected the proper option for returning an item, but she couldn't because you don't take returns, or if my item was indeed not as described. She's trying to avoid paying the return shipping. Yeah, she is. I mean, why should she want to pay the return shipping? Her left feedback is questionable as well. She sent me a manipulative photos of my items this morning, taking the pic at a severe angle to make them appear wider. I sent her a return label, and she said she'll return them. My goal now is to avoid a negative. Being that my item was described and she abused the return process, which I strongly disagree with, she did not, I would think it's unjustified. If I deserved it, I would gladly take it. I greatly appreciate your time and advice so much. Thank you. And then she signed it.
Why does she think she abused, that her buyer abused the return?
So I don't know exactly why. I don't think she has. I mean, buyers may not take the best photos. But she's, in my view, and I'm going to have to respond to this, but I'd like some advice from sellers about how they would respond to it. Because I would say, I think you're focusing on the wrong thing here. You're focusing first on your cost, your experience, and now you're focused on avoiding getting a negative. By the way, the best way to avoid getting a negative is to treat your buyers right. If a buyer gets something from you and for whatever reason they're not happy, how do you go on by saying, tough, you bought it, you own it, I don't care if you're unhappy, I don't take returns, move on, I'm going to block you. As a seller on eBay, I'm alarmed by that any seller would do this because that buyer, who, perfectly honest buyer, didn't try to abuse you, just got an item that for whatever reason isn't working for them. No matter how good your photos are, I take great photos, by the way. No matter how great your description, I do the same thing, I describe them. Sometimes buyers get an item, they try it on, and they say, it just doesn't work on me. And in that case, I say, well, by all means, send it back. I pay for return shipping, and I hope you'll come back and buy from me. And, we'll keep an eye out for stuff you like, because I understand. It's not I don't want you to keep it if you're not happy with it. I mean, what do you expect the buyer to do? Do you expect that buyer to come back to eBay? where shopping, this is the byline of your store. Shop with us. It's always a risk. You may get stuck with something you don't like. Ha, 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 your fault. That's the subtext.
I'm lining up to go to that store.
Yeah, not me. I mean, if I get something and it doesn't work, I want to be able to say, hey, it's as described, but it's just not working for me. And if the seller then says, that's too bad, you should have read the description, or that's too bad, I don't take returns for buyer remorse. I say, well, you took my money. I'm never shopping with you again. And if I'm not familiar with eBay, I'd say I'm never coming back to eBay again.
And we need to also remind sellers, this is not an eBay thing. Let me tell you something.
This is retail.
This is
how retail works.
All over the world.
Right. Now, I understand someone's fear. Her fear is she thinks, oh, I'm going to get swamped with returns and then I'm going to lose money.
It doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. In fact, the actual data, research data, and data is important. It gives you a glimpse into reality. The data shows that sellers or merchants of any size that have customer-focused, reasonable return policies that say, for example, take returns for any reason. If you're not happy, you can send it back. Not even going to talk about shipping, by the way, although I believe I don't want buyers to buy from me with a risk. I don't want you to pay a penalty for your dissatisfaction. That's like invalidating another human being's experience. And if that's why you're in business, you should probably rethink being in business and maybe go look for a job. If that's how you really feel. Because you can't make a successful business out of willfully making buyers unhappy. They will stop shopping with you. Period.
You need to get to the point where you just let these things roll off your shoulder.
Of course. Studies show that if you have these generous return policies, you actually do better in sales and you have lower return rates.
Amen. Chris is waiting. We're going to go to the phones after this.
You're listening to eBay Radio. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
The story of eBay seller Mark and his journey to 6-bit software is a classic.
I've been selling on eBay for close to 15 years. The position I'm currently in at work, I've been here 3 years, and I took over our eBay store.
And then Mark needed to up his eBay listing game.
Yeah, we managed well over 1,000 listings. I was looking for something that was more robust and would give me the ability to do that in a large quantity and much quicker.
The road to 6-bit was paved with wonderfulness.
Using 6-bit has really changed how we do eBay. We were able to increase our listings and modify them with ease.
He likes the time-saving features 6-bit provides.
If I want to say everything that we're selling in this store category, apply these payment settings or apply these shipping settings, it happens within seconds.
His advice to other eBay sellers?
I really make 6-bit the only choice for any type of eBay sales or editing of your product.
6-bit software, a game-changing listing tool for Mark and for you. Take the journey to your next listing level at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio. You really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 413.
eBay sellers have some big projects to do while keeping up with daily tasks. Diva Dawn Ralston is known on eBay as top-rated seller Diva Dawn LV. She has this tip for tackling that big project.
I write in, make a plan. For my unlisted inventory, I set up some shelves, and I filled them up, and my goal is to do one shelf a week. It's not overwhelming. It's pushing it a little bit, but if I can get that shelf, all the inventory that's on there processed, photographed, listed, I've hit my goal, and I'm making progress. A few weeks with some empty shelves behind you, it really inspires you. And once they're empty, I have more inventory to fill those shelves with.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin. and Lee, a show where you can air your eBay laundry, sweep away your shipping cares, even vacuum your dusty inventory. Now, actually living in a vacuum, here's Griffin Lee.
Yes, and it's a Dyson, if you're, in case you want to know. This segment is brought to you by Adesha, helping you love the way you ship. Take a break from listening and give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And yes, I suppose that was a rant.
It was a rant, but it was a good one. It's so meaningful, Griff, because it is at the core, the heart of what it means to be an entrepreneur. You take care of your customers.
And again, I understand the fear of not wanting to incur extra expenses or losses. But you won't know how this will work for you until you actually try it. But now this seller, instead of worrying about, you know, hey, is this buyer going to be happy and will they come back and shop? Now they're just worried about their negative feedback.
And here's the good news. People who have done this before and called our show or sent us emails, we love the ones that call us up and say, you know, a while ago you gave me some advice. I had a return and it was hitting me hard and you gave me some advice to let it go and I'm so happy I followed that advice. Let it go. It's part of doing business. Hey, you ready to go to the phones, Griff?
Always.
Chris, our buddy in Grand Junction, Colorado, is on the line. Serious fun for you on eBay. Hey, Chris, what's your question or comment today?
Griff.
Yeah.
Is that a pistol in your pocket, or are you happy to see me?
That's a pistol. Back off.
I promised I'd call in for a month if you can tell me what movie that's from.
Well, I think it's from Blazing Saddles.
No.
Oh, come on.
It was
on.
Mae West,
really?
Wasn't it?
Well, did Mae West act? I thought Mae West, I thought she said, is that, no, you're right. Blazing Saddles was, is that a, hey, hello, cowboy. Is that a 10-gallon hat? Or are you just enjoying the show? So I'll say Marlena Dietrich. No, Mae West.
Was it Mae West?
Well, it was Mae West, yes, but I'm not sure what. And I don't know offhand what movie it was from, but I just, it was kind of a follow-up to our Mae West stuff, you know. And, Lee, you probably haven't had a chance to look at it, but I sent you an email with all the information about the back and forth that we messed up on the other night or the other afternoon about, you, showing your good points to strangers and stuff. I like that line, just showing your good points to strangers.
Good points to strangers. My favorite Mae West scene, and I forget, I think it's called She Done Him Wrong, or maybe it's I'm No Angel, I forget now. But she's in court being prosecuted for basically being Mae West, right? The character in the movie. Mm-hmm. And, every time she would get up to, on the stand to, give testimony, when she'd walk by the jury or the judge, she'd go, she'd say something to the effect, she'd look at him and say, oh, how am I doing? And as a kid, I just thought, you know, because that's when I saw this, I was very young, I thought, I want to be like her. I want to be sassy.
So are you. So I'm just looking up, researching that. Okay.
Yeah.
And
okay.
There have been very many variations on this. Is that your pipe in your pocket? Or are you just glad to see me? Is that a banana in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me? Are you packing a rod? Are you just happy to see me? Or is that your sword? Or are you just glad to see me? So these have all been in films.
Yeah, mine is always, are you happy to see me? Is that all you can muster?
I like that one.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the airplane and Top Secret.
Oh, those are funny movies,
really,
yeah.
Good. And talking about movies real quick, but I wanted to get into Oiler Man thing. Anywho, did you see either or both of y'all see the movie A Dog's Purpose?
I heard about it. I can't watch movies like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they upset me too much.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I thought the concept of it was just outstanding.
Oh, yeah, I hear it's good.
And what is it called?
A Dog's Purpose.
Oh, A Dog's...
You'll laugh, you'll cry, and, you know, it's
something about reincarnation.
Anyway,
the
dog, it's about reincarnation of the dog. And it's really cute, you know, the premise and everything. But it was really cute and well done.
Okay. We'll watch it.
And the reason I called, other than the interlude of whatever, By the way, I will be, all next week, I'll be at Catch a Falling Senior, so if you get a chance to come out.
Catch a Falling Senior?
We were talking about Oiler Man, and on Tuesday, and I was in the queue to come up, but we ran out of time. And he was wanting input, and I'm not sure exactly the input he wants, but it is a train item. He's got it exactly listed where it should be. The listing is perfect. He's given 10% to St. Jude Hospital. It's outstanding listing. More than majority of my items that I sell are train related. I will sell, and when I first started, I would close between Christmas and New Year's because I figured it was really slow.
Yeah.
And I sell more train items on Christmas Day, New Year's Day, than I probably will on any day during the summer.
Really?
Yeah, because what it is like the older guys, they do all their Christmas shopping for everybody else, and then they start looking for themselves. The younger guys, their parents or grandparents, whomever, give them money, say, I know you wanted to get something for your train layout. I don't know what you want to get, so here's $100. So they're looking. But it is amazing. And this for Oiler Man.
Are you telling us we should work on Christmas Day?
Well, your computer will work.
You don't have to ship on Christmas Day.
Well, if you're an entrepreneur, as Lee told me, then I should take my time off when it's slow, and I should work when it's busy.
I hate to get my advice back in my face.
Christmas Day or anything.
Chris, we're running out of time again. Hold on, though.
This segment was brought to you by Adisha, helping you love the way you ship. 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join. A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum.
There, that's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocked, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it cost more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com. Revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com.